Blog Talk Radio.
I am immortal, I'll never fade away. I'm a legacy that lives beyond, far beyond the grave. I am immortal, I'll never rest in peace. And you're never gonna be, never gonna be, never be.
Gotta love it. I'm like hearing somebody's conversation in the background of my phone.
Is it paranormal, my friend?
But anyway, let me bring Robert and Ryan on.
All right.
Am I in yet?
Yeah,
I'm in.
You're in.
Cool. What's up? This is Robert.
Shoot, I'm on the air. Okay.
Yeah, get it back out.
Yeah.
So if you're using the bathroom, please wipe and flush now. We need you on air.
You know, I got this one ply toilet paper.
That's a bitch, man.
Does.
You're getting in touch with yourself, aren't you, buddy?
Make sure that you wash your hands.
I just washed my fingers. I don't even worry about toilet paper. It's a three-piece
Well,
show.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, thanks, guys. And here's Jody Park, who pretty much for the last 2 years, almost 2 years. You'll be calling in here, too.
That is awesome.
And but you guys haven't really gotten to ever talk to my new co-host, Missy and Ashley. They're a hoot.
A hoot, damn it, we're a hoot!
What's up?
Hey!
What's crack-a-lacking?
Is that you, Ryan?
Is what me?
Did you say what's crack-a-lacking?
Yeah, I did. Why?
I'm not used to using big words like that.
Well, I'm trying to expand my vocabulary.
Did you get like a thesaurus or something, man? It's a thesaurus.
What's
the word today,
calendar?
Get that right.
I just learned a new word the other day that I've been using like crazy. Facetious.
Hit it with. Go on, give it to us.
Big
facetious.
Ball. No, I'm just kidding.
Why don't you go and repeat that for us and the listeners?
Facetious. It means...
Oh, facetious.
Yes, joking, funny, ha-ha, ha-ha. You know, it makes me sound smart.
Oh, does it? Everybody loves the guy at a party that says, this is a facetious...
Huh.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I try to make myself sound smart. A couple of weeks ago, we had Brad Kling on our show, and he's sitting here talking all the, you know, he's literally out, you know, using big ass words. I had no half the time, you know, he was really an educated guy, and I was like, so Brad, you know, what'd you go to college for and everything? And he's like, oh, this and that and this and that. And I'm like, well, you sound really smart. I, you know, the words just could not flow out of my mouth. Like, I didn't know what I was saying.
It's okay.
But,
just flatter them with the word smart. They like it. I don't want to toot my horn, but I've been going to community college since 2006, and let me tell you, I've learned a lot of stuff, kind of like Budweiser, Jim Beam. I'll blow your damn socks off with that type of stuff.
You got a PhD in liquor?
Well, I just had a party tonight. I'm actually supposed to be at a party right now, finding out the sex of my new niece or nephew coming up, and found out I'm having a niece, but I had to come home early. Cody, get out of there, because my new puppy that I just got a Siberian Husky pup. I come home, and he had taken a couple of my pill bottles and broke open and flung pills everywhere. And when I came in the door, he was laying on his pillow like, what? I didn't do anything.
Oh, my
and,
God. First of all, are these
scared.
Legal pills we're talking about, my friend?
Oh, yeah, most
better
definitely.
Better get that fucking dog some methadone, bro.
I'm
thinking, you got a little bit of a cokehead for a dog, my friend.
Yeah, he got into my Vicodin and my purple pill. What's that called? Omeprazole. So I had to induce vomiting.
Oh my God!
But,
wow, how fucked up are you?
Real bad, real quick,
taking
man.
Taking all that shit.
Well, I guess it could have been worse. Could have been Viagra.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
that dog's been sick.
They're like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, damn.
Yeah, so he's doing fine
petty,
now.
He'll get harder.
You know what I found out? He loves peanut
butter. He loves what?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Okay, now let me tell you something. There's this old wives' tale. You can put that shit on anything and let them lick it off. Don't try it, man. Don't try it.
Oh, there goes my weekend.
He's like putting the lid on the peanut butter now. He's like, oh, shit.
I would never do that.
What about
I love
jelly?
Peanut butter too much. I would put the
jelly.
Peanut butter on the dog.
Hey, jelly's a green light, babe. If somebody comes in
jelly
buying a shitload, if I go to the store and somebody's buying a shitload of peanut butter and jelly, all I'm going to think about is them getting a dog to lick that shit off.
You are welcome, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Well,
I gotta screen another call. Hang on one second.
No free stuff. Tell us, how is y'all's week going? How's your week been? Other than the dog.
Well, that's not the only thing that happened today. I took the dog to my college because I didn't want to leave him at home because he's still a puppy in training. Took him to the college, made sure he went to the bathroom outside, but then as soon as I took him inside to the admissions office, as soon as we got into the admissions office, he squats and takes a big dump right there on the carpet. I said, oh, crap.
That should have told
then
you
the
something
sheriff,
about that college.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm agreeing with you, man.
What?
About the big dump in the college. He said that should tell you something about your college.
Yeah, well.
You build us up and you're so smart with your facetious words, and then you can't keep up with conversation, baby. Come on now. Come on. Don't disappoint us.
Well, it's kind of hard to hear y'all over the feedback. See, I got a little bit of hearing loss from some bombs in Iraq, so.
Hold on. Oh,
now I feel like shit. Holy shit. Here, you take that. There's no fixing that. I mean,
the week's been good. We've been, we were pissed off. We ended up canceling Saturday's show. I was going to have David Childress on talking about ancient aliens and stuff like that. But, He had to cancel, so now I'm trying to get him rescheduled. So that was kind of a bummer. But other than that, things are good.
Yeah.
I thought everybody left. I was just having a tater tot moment.
Who the hell is tater tot moment? Is that Robert?
Yes, that's Robert.
All right, Robert. Ryan is a very analytical, isn't he?
What's that?
Ladies, we...
Yes.
Ladies, we... Missy and Ashley, we have... I'm going to introduce... Because you're getting to talk to all these guys for the first time. I know every one of them, so... this is Brian Onyx from Onyx Nights Paranormal. He does the Thursday night show. And
oh, cool.
I'm going to bring him on. Yep.
Brian...
Hey,
what's
guys, what's going on?
What's up?
Helps himself. He's like, Brian!
And
so
you asked
going,
me if
Brian?
I'm if the analytical one. About
oh,
Ryan
oh.
being the analytical one. It depends on what medication I'm on and what day. Okay, I'm just
okay.
That. Go ahead.
And if your dog ate it, right? Not today. The dog ate it. Not today, honey.
Why do I feel like I'm the only one that didn't have enough drinks before coming on?
Hey, you can drink now. We encourage it.
That's a good idea. I didn't think about it.
Oh, my gosh. We should have a secret word, and every time it's said, we should have to drink. But I don't know how the hell we're all going to know about the secret word. But
yeah,
anyway, it's a secret word. We're not going to tell anybody what the word is. Yeah.
Well, I'm straight.
No,
hey,
last time, hold up. Last time I played that game,
yes.
I ended up in a town 20 miles over in somebody's house where I had no idea who it was. I was sleeping on the couch. It was an old couple. I wake up in the morning. They're making pancakes, and I ask them, what the hell happened? You stumbled in drunk, so you didn't look like a threat, so we let you sleep it off on the couch. Want some pancakes?
Ryan, you're always surprising me, man. Shit. And they
that's
just
awesome,
make you
man.
Fucking
that's,
waffles,
that's,
man.
That's an awful story.
I'm going to have to do that.
And to this day, I still have no idea how I got
you,
there.
Bro. That old lady had her way with you. That's why she was making you some blue fucking berry pancakes, bub.
Because it was an awesome night. You just can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, the best memories are the ones you can't remember, right?
She might have had a grand old time without you knowing.
I'm thinking shit. You were probably like a hit at the bingo hall and didn't even know it. She was probably bragging.
Whenever now,
it's even sadder if she didn't have her way, but maybe somebody else did.
Have you guys seen the show?
Let him think it's that good. Maybe you just sit with her and knitted together and you watch, like, old lady TV shows. And then she's like, this is a good guy. Let me fix the pancakes. That's the memory you need to give yourself.
Watch a Murder, She Wrote or some shit.
One in the stink.
Yeah.
I woke up in the morning. When I woke up, I was trying to figure out why I had baby powder in my ass.
Oh, shit, she done put a diaper on you, and she, like, reverted back to, like, baby time. How was that? He took her diapers and probably pissed in them some bitches.
That's crazy shit.
It
could
possibly. It could have happened.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
So Brian, what do you think of the new girls here?
Oh, shit.
Oh,
is that the
cool,
one we discussed
cool.
a few minutes ago? Oh, okay, that's the
other
one.
Brian
hasn't got to talk.
Come on,
Brian.
Oh, girl.
Great.
Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, no, I said they sound pretty cool, man.
Isn't that nice?
Things have been real busy for us. As you guys know, I've got a Sasquatch team over in Northeast Texas. Great team. Couldn't ask for anyone better. I've been getting a lot of evidence and encounters here where I'm at in Mississippi. I'm going to play Sasquatch in a movie next year. And I'm involved with the Creature Replica line of action figures that are coming out. I'm doing a lot of artwork and promotion for them. So, yeah, man, I couldn't ask. Things have been great. Made a lot of friends here lately.
Yeah,
good deal.
Brian, I'm going next month with Brandon Garrett and his team. They're down in the Conroe area, and he's taking me out on a Bigfoot hunt for the weekend. And he told me, so I'm going to be doing that next month.
That's awesome. About a week ago, I got tree shaking and wood knocks and howls. I recorded. I posted them on my group page. I don't know if you listen to it or not, but hey, if any of you guys are ever down here Northeast Mississippi, give me a holler. You're more than welcome to come out there with me.
Well, I was in southern Wisconsin when we had that. We were supposed to have that huge meteor shower, and we were sitting out at my buddy's house, like out in the middle of nowhere. And he's surrounded by cornfields and forests. Well, they had said they saw something big, like, move into the wood line. Well, being
right.
the investigative person I am, I just started walking across the cornfield towards this wood line. I got to the edge of the wood line, and first I made some grunt noises, and, you know, nothing happened. And I threw a couple of rocks into the wood, and then And then I started whistling, and I got a whistle right back. And it couldn't have been more than maybe 100 yards away from me. And
I think it depends on location.
I think it depends on location, because I'll be the first to tell you that all those howls and wood knocks and crap you see on finding Bigfoot, that doesn't work, man. I mean, you know, every time, you know, I tried that, it ceases all activity. You know, the best advice I can give is just go out there and be as quiet as you can. You know, if they want to interact with you, they're going to come to you.
Yeah. I mean, it whistled back, and then it responded, and it mimicked my clap. And it happened twice, and then I just kind of went back to my buddies, and I was like, yeah, this just happened. And they're like, get out of here. And I was like, yeah. And we just sat there watching, waiting for the star, you know, the shooting stars, and they never came. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, went home.
And who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
This is Ryan from the Bunker Boys.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna try to look you up.
Give us the dick balls that everybody hates.
Yeah. I'm the asshole that usually Robert tells me what to say, and I usually just kind of say it. I'm the asshole, so I pissed off a reverend a couple weeks back, and that was fun.
Yeah, that's always a joy.
Oh yeah, and actually
we want to piss him off again.
Yeah, we're gonna piss him off to the point. Like this week, what we're actually going to be this debunker boy thing. It started off we were trying to debunk a lot of you know, ghost claims and stuff like that. But the further we get into it, the more stuff we're kind of like looking at, and we're saying, well, this is bullshit. And the one thing that this Saturday, which is probably going to piss off a lot of people, is organized religion and the detrimental effects that's done to society.
I tell you what, you guys are braver than I am. I'm not going to go into the religion shit because I will definitely piss people off.
Yay, Jesus. I'm waiting for a lightning bolt to hit me.
Well, see, that's the thing, I try to cover all things paranormal, but to be honest with you, man, it's easier for me to walk out of my house onto the wildlife refuge and go do a Sasquatch research than it is to pay to go investigate someone's house or go through all that red tape for ghosts, you know? So I just do what's easier and cheaper at this point. Now, I'm sure in time it'll grow to the whole ghost type thing.
I got a rule: you don't pay to go ghost hunt. That's my first.
Well, that's it, man. And around here, you know, I'm not about to go through
over
all that.
A thousand houses. I have investigated over 1,000 houses, literally. I've got documentation, and I've only found 2 things that I cannot say, one way or another, what it was.
Well, that's my thing too. I've never seen anything that makes me say, okay, that's a ghost. I've never seen in my life anything that makes me think that's a ghost. I've seen
two things that I can't explain, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
And don't get me wrong; it's not that I don't think that they are real or it could be possible. I just personally myself, I haven't experienced that.
Well, what Robert and I kind of came to a conclusion on is if somebody comes to you and they say, I seen a ghost or a ghost is in my house, most of the time they're either bullshitting or they don't know what they're talking about. If somebody if somebody comes to you and says, I saw something that I can't explain, and they just have no real words to explain what it was other than trying to describe it, that's when you have something right there, you know. And I kind of took that from my one time where I had a visual apparition. I turned around and I saw this man walking, and he turned the corner. I looked over the wall because we were in this haunted house we were actually investigating, which is ironic, but I look over the wall, and there's nobody there. There's no trap doors to get out of, nothing. It was like maybe a second or two, but all I could say was it was a man. I can't say it was a ghost because it didn't look like a ghost. It looked like a man.
See, that's
so
my thing. I've had a lot of I've had a lot of those corner of the eye type things where you think you see movement in the hallway and there's nothing there. But, you know, I'm not going to go and say, oh, that was a ghost. Yeah, you know, that was a ghost. No, you know, it could just be the light in my eyes. You know, it's just like out in the woods. Everything that makes noise isn't a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm off here for the night. I'm a senior citizen.
Thanks so much for calling in, Robert. I know you got to work in the morning.
All right, buddy.
Later, take it easy, Rob.
See ya.
Later.
I'm glad Rob would come on. Took some convincing and had to bribe him a little bit because he's like, dude, I go to bed at 9. He lives in Ohio. He goes, I go to bed at 9 because he gets up at 5 every morning to go to work. And, you know, God bless him for coming on.
Yeah. Girls, you still there?
We sure are. We're just listening to all this wonderful conversation about Bigfoot.
This can't be a sausage fest. I've been to too many parties like that.
Want to have a little taco stand somewhere around here, huh?
as long as it's not tuna taco, we'll be all right.
Hey, isn't this Tuesday? Isn't it Tuna Taco Tuesday? It's the same Tuesday.
I have no idea about that.
When I was in Iraq, we called it it was Man Love Tuesday because every time we would raid somebody's house, we would bust open the door and you'd see two guys just going at it like, "Hello, no bombs in here."
Are you kidding?
No,
I tell you, Ryan, you have these stories you pull right out of your ass, man, in their little gym because this shit's funny.
I've actually heard stories about that shit.
The sad thing is, it's all true. You know, we were trying to teach the Iraqi army how to operate like an army, and we were teaching them basic medical, life-saving interventions like stopping a bleed and stuff. And we were teaching them how to stop a inguinal wound, which is right in your crotch area, which is where the largest vein runs. And we're telling them this is how you wrap it, and all they're doing is sitting there and like flopping each other's penises back and forth, laughing.
What the hell are you teaching them? I've learned that you just kick open the door and hang out with certain people, man. Yes. In the morning, that bitch better make you waffle. That's all I've learned.
No wonder their country is full of idiots. Too busy slopping the knob and working the pole.
Even their doctors are idiots. We had this one.
They were playing dummy sticks.
Hey,
what
the hell? Sorry, I'm trying to keep my dog from getting into shit. But
she's back at them pills, ain't she, buddy? You're gonna have to wing her off of them.
I'm gonna have to do something. But yeah, even their doctors are idiots over there. Like, I had one doctor, like, this Iraqi got electrocuted because he was an idiot and touched a live wire. And he was laying there lifeless, and I went up to give him some intervention. And the doctor pushes me back and goes, "No, don't touch him." I said, "Why not?" He goes, "The residual electricity in his body will shock you."
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, he's got a fucking battery.
Well, thank you for Ryan, Tom, and these glorious stories. Telling you what, you're a barrel of fucking laughs, man. I think you're going one way with the story, and you bring that son of a bitch all the way around somewhere else.
You know, I try to make it fun.
Oh,
you know,
I think it's because I'm taking you so serious. You're like, I was ever in Iraq.
The problem is, these stories are too stupid to be made up. Like, this is all true.
I mean, seriously, if you really were in somebody else's house, I got to give you some damn props or something. I'm serious.
That's my new fucking goal. I'm just going to show up and expect some old couple to make me pancakes.
That's me, you son of a bitch. You show up on my couch all the time.
Well, your pancakes are good when you make them.
Hey, you maybe you should have moved in because my old lady don't even do that for me, man. I'm telling you.
I'm serious.
Yeah, did you get her number?
Yeah, did you get her number? Can you pick her up at the bingo hall?
Hey,
Mama,
you're not
going to
hit
my phone number.
If you're not going to hit that shit, pass it on.
Have y'all seen that movie, Bad Grandpa?
Yes!
Yes, Mama Lou, that's the best thing ever! Oh, my God! The church house squeaker! We call
movie,
that shit all the time. We're farting. We're like, man, that was a church house squeker.
We don't fart. Benny was in the bingo hall, and he's like, when we were over in Nam, you know, we get the prostitutes, and the way they check to see if you had something was they'd squirt lime juice on your schmeckle, and if you went, ow, 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 it meant, uh-oh. He goes, here, I'll show you right now, and he goes, see, nothing. But now it's starting to burn my butthole.
I love that movie, man. That was hilarious. So when he called the movers to come move his woman, then it died.
Everyone, attention. I hear some TV in the background.
That was a good show. Man, it's like a bingo.
Somebody
called in from a bingo.
We have our other co-host, Melissa Duck. We'll bring her in. So we have Melissa. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
What's up?
Y'all having a crazy night again?
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you, you're such a delicate flower. Me and Ashley are like them ladies you find in the bar that's belching and farting at the end of the little table. But you're so sweet and so feminine. It's so nice and refreshing.
Oh, man. If I ever see a girl burping, farting in a bar, I don't care how drunk I am. I'm going home alone.
Okay, we can't be friends anymore. Is this Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan, is that you? Damn it, Ryan,
yeah.
You done crushed. We were like, oh shit, that could be Ashley's future husband. But right there, when you said no bars and fart, it's off, man. You better bat
hey,
shit for a peanut butter was...
I'm
going to fart the fuck away.
I thought
that was one of the qualifications.
I know. Thank you. Who said that?
Hey,
I was told when you
Ryan.
Meet a guy, you fart real loud, show him your shit stains, and if he stays, he's the fucking one.
Hey, I am convinced.
I tell you what, I had a couple of girlfriends I had to
fart.
Actually ask, do you ever fart?
Really?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell?
Believe it or not, I have a girlfriend who never farts.
Okay, that bitch has got her ass so clenched tight. That one day, it's going to be way in the future, but you're going to be sitting there, and that bitch is going to let go, and your eyebrows are going to send the fuck off. I'm just telling you. She's pent up, buddy.
I'm convinced.
She's pent up.
Hey, she doesn't fart. She just holds it in, and it comes out as drama later on.
that's usually
drama
how
free bitches.
Don't fart off. That shit free. What the hell?
Thank you. Who said that? Is that Brian?
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Now I'm on board with the fucking Bigfoot stuff. All right, I'm on board. You're all right with Ferd.
my three co-hosts, Melissa, Misty, and Ashley, they're all from the state of Virginia.
Hey, I used to live in Newport News.
The reason I have so much problem with farting is because I was traumatized as a child. Every time we'd be in the car with my mother, she would roll the windows up and let out one of those silent ones. And she would just sit there laughing while we're gagging and, like, you
I
know,
love
fighting,
your mother.
Like, fighting
mother.
Like we're in the gas chambers at Auschwitz. I mean, it was...
Your mother is freaking awesome!
Okay, well, I have to admit, I'm a little grossed out. This one, I was traumatized, too. I was in a car with a guy. We were, like, out parking, and we were sitting there, and, you know, we're snuggling and everything, and he leans up and farts on me, and then it says, I like a girl that can protect me. I'm like, what the heck? You just shit on me. I can't even protect myself from this. And he was nasty. He probably, that was probably a wet one. That's all I got to say. Like, when she was dating him, I was like, dude, he's got to take a shower.
No, my girlfriend loves to sleep.
Yeah, you're like,
under the
you're like, you can't shit on me till after I've had a few drinks.
Thank you. And then I don't know whether I farted or you, so it's okay.
God, I can't believe this show went to the shitter.
I know. It's called parafarts, buddy. We're like, oh, what's that smell? It's a parafart. The best story I have about this is one time we were outside and she walked in, and we were in a geriatric ward, okay? So
one time at band camp.
Yes, it went like that. Now, hold on. I went outside, and I let a juicy one, man. It's been pent up a while, and
God,
I was eating some nasty-ass shit. She comes out, and she goes, it smells like somebody crapped in a diaper. Come on, everybody, smell it. And she chased that smell down the hall, and I couldn't say anything. I just kept laughing because she was deep inhaling my fucking fart. It was beautiful. I was mad at that bitch when I found
our
out.
Our listeners are dropping.
Wow. Celebration of 2 years. We talk about farts, but you know what? That's kind of what Jody and I did on our 1 year anniversary.
There you go.
Yeah, well, this is how the Debunker Boys show goes. Just about every week, we're like, okay, we're going to talk about this week. We talk about it for 30 minutes, and then all of a sudden it goes on a tangent, and next thing you know, we have no idea what we're talking about. Both me and Robert both have ADS. So, which is attention deficit squirrel. So, I'm totally used to this.
Did you lose your train of thought?
Who?
Huh?
I said, did you lose your train of thought?
Who, me?
Yeah. It was a joke. You said you had attention. Yeah, exactly.
Not bad.
Yeah, I saw a shiny object.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on, let's see, Mr. Ryan Jones to call in. Dennis and Matt and Jeff are all supposed to call in sometime. And, yeah, and Jody. So
who was it that was a Bigfoot skeptic?
I'm a larger lady, you know, and I could be out in that woods. Maybe I'm not smelling the greatest, and that some bitch might want a mate. And I can't run that fast. That's all I'm saying.
Just don't fart.
That could be like a mating call, and then I'm done, man. Then you hear about all these half-human, half-Bigfoot things running around, and I'm done, you know?
There might be a porn market for that.
It could be. I could get rich off this, but I could never walk straight again.
Who said you? I can't believe someone said you, and we're sitting here talking about wet farts. That's kind of fucked up.
Ew.
We're going to talk about wet, stinky farts, but let's not talk about Bigfoot raping bitches.
No.
You know the saying, once you go black, you never go back? Well, what do they say about Sasquatch?
I have no idea. I really don't want to find out.
Oh, man. Wow. My damn phone sucks tonight.
You should probably just get yourself one of those cheap headsets from Walmart and
you call in through Skype, and your call is like golden.
Yeah, that's what I do on my show.
Yeah, I normally don't have any problems with my phone, but I'm not actually holding my phone. I have like this Bluetooth speaker box that I got at Walmart that clips on your sun visor, your car, so that you can, you know, talk on the phone and not actually have anything in your hands, you know, and you can talk away and no one gives you a ticket because you don't have your cell phone. So I use that because then I can walk around the house. And if I'm doing an investigation and I want to live broadcast it on my show, I can walk around the haunted location with this box and do my show, and it's all good. So I think I actually got it in the right spot.
Hands-free phone sex?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Always good to have your hands-free. We understand.
Yeah.
Robert had an incident. Robert used to work at an appliance store, he had this guy call in talking to one of the ladies that worked there. He's like, "Yeah, I need to," and she's like, "Can I help you, sir?" "Yeah, that guy had a hands-free set, and you know, you would." Some sort of freak. I mean, he was getting off by talking to her on the phone. He was trying to make up some bullshit about a washer, but, you know, he wasn't, you know, that was the last thing on his mind was the washing machine.
Well, thanks. That was a great little tidbit you shared with us, and I'll forever think of it when I think of a washing machine now. Thank you.
No.
You're welcome.
No.
I got
can't
one.
Be any worse.
One.
It can't be any worse than what I'll be thinking about every time I fart.
No. I can ruin. I can ruin a whole experience for you if you want me to.
Shoot, go for it.
All right. Well, we had just gotten back from Iraq, and we had been back a couple of weeks, and it was a Friday night, and I was in my barracks room just sitting there playing on my computer, having a couple of drinks, and all of a sudden my buddy comes down knocking on my door, and he looked all, like, nervous and concerned, and I'm like, what's wrong with you, buddy? He's like, Doc, I need you. You know, I was a medic. And he goes, Doc, I need you at my room. I'm like, what? And he's like, just come on. So I go down to his room, and he's biting his nails the whole way down. And, you know, I'm thinking he killed somebody or something. He opens up the door, and there on his bed, on, you know, with her butt up in the air, naked, like on her knees and her head down, kind of like that, laying on his bed, was his girlfriend. And I'm like, what the hell? And he goes, Doc, we tried anal beads for the first time, and they got lost. And I'm like...
Oh, my gosh, like, you were talking my language. I'm going to tell you why, because I used to be a Tasteful Treasure representative. I could tell you how to get those things out, man. You should have called me.
What I did was...
You
want
to talk about anything from I can't get it up all the way to anything motorized? I'm your lady, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm a meta. Like, my mother's been an RN for 30 years, and I've got more experience and more knowledge than her. I've worked with... 10 different physician assistants, 4 physicians and everything. You know, I've worked with them all, and they all taught me hip pocket training. So, so what I did is I actually worked my finger in to see if the string was there, and ended up getting my Gerber tool and worked the string out just enough so you could get your finger through the loop. And I handed the loop to my buddy, and he goes, thanks, Doc. And I turned around to leave, and all of a sudden I felt something hit the back of my head, and I saw shit on the wall. He had lawnmowered it out of her butt.
Well, that's nice. He did all that. But
you know,
after a while...
I'm beginning to think I should have waited to eat till after the show.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah,
you got your finger in her asshole.
Now I'm going to say, ooh, that was nasty.
Well, at least we didn't have to go to the emergency room.
Well, guys, the doctor.
Please feel free not to share everything.
Right? Melissa, how have you been, dear?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just laughing at y'all over there.
Where are you from, Melissa?
From Ghost to, huh? What'd you say?
Where are you from?
I'm near Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. I noticed the accent. I thought you were maybe a little bit more southern.
I'm a Virginia girl.
Now, Melissa, she's pretty sensitive when it comes to the spirit world. She's had many experiences, like her out of work and other places as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, the next time that y'all go somewhere, y'all should definitely go to a secondhand antique store to do a ghost investigation. You wouldn't believe what you pick up in secondhand stores or thrift shops. Especially with the ghost box, the thing will never shut up.
Hey, I went to an antique store one time, picked something up. It took 2 weeks to get rid of.
Oh.
That's a joke, guys. I'm hearing crickets, like, what the fuck?
Goes dead. I'm just thinking dead air.
Hey, Ryan picked up an antique that night. She made him pancakes the next morning.
We won't go there. She was beyond cougar. She was jaguar.
He was looking for a cougar. Cougar with
but,
money.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited. In the next couple of months, I'm actually going to start making flyers because ever since people started, when I moved back into my hometown and started at college and people find out that I'm a investigator, you know, I don't have a team. I actually don't want to work really with a big team or anything. I kind of go solo. I've done a few emergency cases, but I'm actually going to start doing a lot of the historical buildings, and so like one of the oldest homes in my town was built in 1816, and we got the oldest running playhouse theater in the country in our town. And you know, everybody's just kind of coming up telling their ghost story and everything. I'm like, well, wait till I get all my equipment together, because my equipment's still down in Missouri. And once I get everything together, I'm excited to start doing this and documenting it, and hopefully sharing it with y'all, see what y'all think.
Oh, yeah, man, I need to get a couple of you guys on my show. Do a little crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What night does your show run?
Thursdays.
Thursdays, okay. Well, that might be a stretch for Robert, because Robert goes to bed every night at 9, because he gets up in the morning for work. But like tonight, he made an exception and came on for a few minutes. But this is a lot of fun.
You know, Brian, when I go to do that Bigfoot hunt, I'm going to I already talked to Brandon about it. Brandon's been that's a guy you need to talk to about coming on your show. Brandon Garrett's his name. Look him up on Facebook. His whole family is part of his Bigfoot hunting crew, and they're here in Texas. And he does conferences and whatnot as well, and talks about Bigfoot. And they got a sweet spot down there in his area, in this natural forest, and he doesn't tell anybody where, you know, naturally where they go, because they don't want contamination, they don't want people going out there. But the last expedition they went on, which I was supposed to go, and work kind of threw a wrench into that, so I couldn't go, but they actually had Bigfoot footprints the next morning next to their tents.
Oh, that's awesome.
It came into camp, and they cast
it?
Video. Yeah, they cast it. They got video, audio, all kinds of stuff. And because he's told me about it when I interviewed him on this show, actually. So I've already talked to him. I'm going to take my EVP recorder, and I'm going to actually record a two-hour show, you know, while we're out in the woods, you know, pre-record it. That way I can play it on one of the radio shows. So hopefully.
Well, that's pretty much what's going to happen this Thursday night. My guys over there in northeast Texas, they're going to be calling in live from the field.
Where are they at?
Hell, don't make me lie. I know it's northeast Texas. Hold
because
on, I'll just find out real quick.
Because you know
I'm sorry?
You know I'm in northeast Texas as well. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't, man. the guy who runs it over there, he's out of Fort Worth. And they do a lot of expeditions over around Falk, Arkansas.
Uh-huh. Do they go to Marshall area, Caddo Lake area a lot?
Yeah. I believe
so. See,
hey, I got a question for y'all. What do y'all think about that dude that's supposed to be touring the country with the Bigfoot body, where he supposedly burns air to let you know he sent it off for DNA and stuff like that and this and that?
I don't buy any of that bullshit.
Because I haven't heard anything much about that. You know, you had the big news for about a month or two where he was saying he had a real Bigfoot body this time.
Oh, are you talking about Rick Dyer?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, that's fake, man. He's been proven to be a fake. You know, here's
the
thing.
Is that the one that had it in the freezer?
The second one.
If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, you know.
Or what about that guy that was on the show, the Million Dollar Bigfoot Bounty, that's saying that he killed
Todd
a Bigfoot?
Todd Standing. Oh,
yeah.
He's a fucking idiot, too. He's like the Marvin the Martian of the Sasquatch world. Oh, shot two Bigfoot, you know? Like, are you kidding? Yeah, I don't buy that shit.
Well,
I don't buy his story either. Too many.
Well, you know, you gotta wonder what could be out there. I mean, they're finding out now that that humans exist. They're finding ancient tools and coal now that's dating back to 300 million years ago. You know, and they're finding evidence that humans are a lot older than what we think they were.
Well,
there's a
catch to that. I just posted that yesterday. There's a catch to that. That all depends on if you believe carbon dating is actual correct.
Well,
you know,
they're not talking about carbon dating. They're talking about coal. I can't remember. Coal takes, 10 million years or something like that to actually come about, and they're finding it inside lumps of coal.
Yeah. I posted that same thing with the axe, the actual ancient sledgehammer.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading up on that, following that up on a couple of different websites. You know, I don't know what to think about that. I always thought, you know, the earth kind of recycles itself, and you know, we're not going to be around much longer before we go back to primitive state or permanent extinction, you know. So I'm one of those people that's open to all possibilities. I just kind of like to see a little bit of evidence backing it up.
Right.
Now, here's something for all of you. This came from me, this was about a year ago. One of the guys on my team was talking to a guy that had done, I think, three tours in Iraq, and he was
special forces over there. And whether I believe it or not, I don't know, but my friend, in which my friend's not going to lie because we talk all the time, but he said this guy was real adamant when he told this story. He said that they got sent on a mission. They thought there was Taliban up in these mountains, this hillside.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went in, and he said these big creatures, they were like 9-10 foot tall, come running down out of the hills, and they were unloading artillery, everything on them, and it didn't do anything to them. And these creatures were running up and just like ripping people in half and whatnot. And I mean, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, but this is what this guy says, you know. And I don't know where, what kind of state of mind that guy's in, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of after effects of being in a military and being in war and whatnot. But
that seems,
he said
that it seems really fishy.
Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, what you're talking about, it sounds like he was in Afghanistan, actually, because Afghanistan is where all the mountains are.
Right, I think it was Afghanistan. He was referring to the things, I don't know, it's something biblical, the giants, you know, there was supposedly a race of giants or whatnot. And
definitely, yeah. We found them.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. They found him, and it wiped out almost the entire platoon, and he was one of the ones that got out of there. But
that doesn't sound as far-fetched as you.
Yeah,
think.
My buddy said that when he told him the story. My buddy's psychic too, so he can kind of get through the bullshit when somebody's kind of lying to him. That's the only thing I didn't like about him. I could never really lie to the fool because he could read me. And he said the guy was, you know, there wasn't any, he couldn't pick up any kind of bullshit coming out of him when he told the story. I mean, it was like he was, you know, he was almost terrified to even tell the story. So,
well, being in the Army myself, I can tell you the training that the Special Forces go through. And I'm talking minimum 3 years of intense physical, mental abuse training. And those guys are probably the most credible guys, because they do see shit, and most of the shit that they see they can't talk about because it hasn't been declassified. You're talking about clearances that some people have that's on the level of the president.
I'm friends with Michael Hawk. He has that show, Man, Woman, Wild. Now it's Lost Survivors. I don't know if you guys are familiar. He's an ex-Special Forces captain. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about there.
And those are the places to look for Bigfoot. I'm not, the United States is so urbanized, you know. You got them here and there, maybe, but in a remote area like Afghanistan and even Canada, there's so much of Canada hasn't even been touched. You know, that's where you're going to find the larger population. And I would say that's where the more aggressive ones are going to be.
Well, I have to disagree with you. I apologize. But there's a lot more woods in North America than many people realize.
I understand that.
I mean, I could take you to places right now, and you'd be like, holy crap.
Yeah, but those places are very minute compared to most of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So,
there's some wooded areas in other countries that are huge, just absolutely huge.
Now the name, you know, Ryan, you were correct when you mentioned it was probably Afghanistan. I'm looking online now, and yeah, that seems to be the area. And what they call it there is Barbano.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking online, and it translates from Sanskrit, meaning the man of the forest. I'll send you a link or whatever.
That'd be cool. Yeah, actually I found a Bigfoot track in my town. You know, in our city park that outlines cornfields and stuff. I was following a game trail, and this was mid spring when it was still kind of chilly, and it had rained, so the ground was soft. And I'm following this game trail, and all of a sudden I find this human-looking footprint that was, I want to say it was like 14 inches long, and the toes were like straight across.
Right.
And I've got pictures of it on my phone, and I followed that back, and I found a nesting area right by the fence, a large nesting area, which looks like it's been put there strategically, and then an area of the fence that's actually been pushed down, and where something could easily just walk through there, go right into the cornfield, and there are a ton of deer around, you know. So did I find a Bigfoot footprint? I don't know, but what I'm saying is that I was in an area that not many people go to, and if they do go, they're not going to be barefoot because of the thorns.
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, if it's just here's kind of how I gauge things when I'm out there. If it's just one little thing, yeah. But if there's a whole lot of different circumstances all in the same area coming together, then it kind of rules out other things, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, about a week ago, I had a lot of activity this one night, and you know, I saw four different sets of orange eyeshine. And, you know, I was on my radio show, I posted about it, and guys were like, well, why don't you go back out there and see if you can find any footprints? Seriously, this is hard wood. This is hard ground. I saw them at a distance. I can't pinpoint exactly where they are. I'm not going to go out there in this brush that's full of snakes, copperheads, you know, and look for a needle in a haystack is basically what it would boil down to. Yeah, it's not like the Sandy Creek base. It's not like the snow. It's not like mud. You know, it's just hard ground.
Can I ask you this? Have you ever had a visual sighting?
I've had three in my life.
Did you ever, like, whenever you've had something close to you that you think this might be a Bigfoot, have you ever approached it?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, that's what I did last, about a week ago. I was actually leaving the area because I was thinking, okay, it was dead, you know, so I was leaving the area, and then I heard a howl behind me. And I'd heard this same howl many times out there, but I was never able to catch it on the audio. So this particular night, I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to walk towards it. So I did. And I had three different areas around me, branches breaking. I'm talking like slamming to the ground. I went a little bit further. I had a tree shaking, which that's really trippy because I thought it was the wind at first, and I'm looking and no other trees are moving, and I realize there's this one kind of little sapling right out the edge of my headlamp. And So I left, and I walked a little bit further, and I yawned. I yawned on purpose, you know, really loud. And right after that yawn, whoosh, you can hear a branch or something hitting the tree like a wood knock. And then after that, two howls. I caught all this on audio, and I posted it on my actual Onyx Nights Paranormal Cryptids group page.
That's creepy. My phone.
But back to the
We have we have two more callers I'm going to bring in. First is my my co-host of the Sunday show, URN Radio Show, Mr. Jeffrey Sturrow. Bring him on now. Jeff?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. How's everybody?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm
pretty
awesome,
good.
As usual.
Hey, Melissa, Misty, and Ashley, you can give Jeff all the hell you want because I do it every Sunday night.
Yeah, but they wouldn't
well,
do that. Because,
oh.
They wouldn't do that because I'm such a nice guy.
I like to rake everyone's balls or bust everyone's balls first, you know, just to get that out there. So how's your week been going?
Good. Lots of naps.
Well, that's always nice. Lots of naps, yep. Yeah.
I am not complaining at all.
Well,
I got up
know.
Today. I got up today, boom, went straight to the couch and took a nap.
That's a goal, my friend. You know,
yes.
My nephew woke me up at 1:30 wanting to play video games. And, man, it was a rough day, man. That Rainbow Road is a bitch. Whoever made that was in cahoots with Satan.
Yes, but when my nephew lived with us, I would lock the door on Saturday mornings.
That's a good idea.
You are not waking my ass.
I was the only one here with him, and I'm supposed to be babysitting him, so, you know, I guess he has his entitlement points, but that's okay.
That's when you locked him in the room.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
That's when you locked the kid in a room. That way you got the whole house to yourself.
That's a damn good idea. And then he wants to whine that he's hungry and shit like that. Goodness, Lord.
What you do... You go to the store and you buy one of those cat bowls where they just, you know, hit the lever and the food pops out. And just
I can give him dogs. That's a good idea.
Put him some Skittles in there. He'll be happy as a lark.
That is, and then I can get him cracked out so when his parents come home, he's ready to go. Ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
And see,
a little whiskey does the trick.
Note to self, never let these people babysit for me.
And you just proved my point as to why I do those things.
now we have another caller. Brian, it's one of your friends. Let me bring him on.
Yeah, this is Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny, you're on with us.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you, Johnny?
Hello.
Johnny is actually in charge of the Northeast Texas group. You guys were asking me where exactly they investigated. Well, here's the guy to talk to about it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mostly we investigate around the Sulphur River bottoms, up and around Boggy Creek and South and all them areas.
Is that area super squatchy?
Yeah, I've always had luck when I go there. I haven't actually seen one like that, but
it's
there's
just
always
that term that. It's just that term that always gets me, squatchy.
Yeah, we don't really use that term.
It's amazing how TV shows kind of set the guidelines of how investigations go, anything paranormal, pretty much.
I'm
Kevin,
sorry.
Was that you that said that you were in that Northeast Texas area?
Who, me?
Someone earlier said that they lived over there in that area of Texas.
Oh, that's Outlaw.
Oh, okay.
And I'm in Northeast Texas. I just don't live here.
Yeah, we do mostly Sulphur River right now, but we also do we've got a place in Central Texas we've had some luck at, and around the Red River, Texas-Oklahoma border, in that area.
Yeah,
my partner,
you guys,
Greg, he's been to, he does that mostly over there. He's found prints and stuff, but.
Hey, Johnny, I actually live in Long Beach, Texas, so I'm in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I hear there's a bunch of activity out there, too.
Yes,
right.
especially in the Caddo Lake, Marshall area. I actually had an experience out there.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go to Caddo Lake. I've heard a lot about it.
Hey, you guys ought to get together and work that out.
Now, do you guys usually go to the same location over and over again to kind of try to build a repertoire, or do you guys kind of, like, move, like, wherever feels good?
Yeah, we have a area. It's called the Mercer Bayou, mostly. It's all part of the Sulphur River bottoms, but there's a spread of maybe three small towns like Falk and Doddridge and... I forget the name of the other one off the top of my head, but where those are all at is just all, they're just little towns secluded in the woods, and they're all connected with some county roads, and we have little places down each one that we go, and most of those towns have had sightings in them. I haven't had a sighting yet, but I have been gifted, which was very cool. That's my biggest experience so far, but we hear vocalizations out there all the time.
Yeah, and me, I'm over here in north central Mississippi. I've got an area basically right outside my front yard that I go to a lot, and every time I go, I get some kind of experience. I haven't seen these over here yet, but I've had pretty good experiences. Johnny can testify to some of that.
Yeah, and
now,
I do like going to the same place just to try so they get to know you and things. It's kind of like Brian does, too. I mean, I think they know him because he's out there in the woods all the time. So
yeah, I go
we
out
do
there
like to go to the same
at
place.
At least 2 times a week. And I'm talking from 10 o'clock at night to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, we also have on air with us Mr. CPR.
Where balls itch? Let's get to it.
Mr. CPR Dennis from Full Spectrum Radio on Wednesday, and also a fellow Virginian, Melissa, Ashley, and Misty.
Hey, Dennis.
Long time.
Hey.
Okay, I'm
glad. My Salem darlings.
I'm glad Dennis is on. Now we can talk about my topic.
The only thing I want to know is, when I called in, Kevin promised me I got 3 virgins. What are my 3 virgins?
Well, it's Ryan. One.
Outlaw is one.
Well, what are we talking about? Anal virgins?
No, you said there were 3 virgins on with me as well. Where are my virgins?
I said
we're not...
Not it.
Oh, damn it. Don't tell me this is what them dumbass over in the eastern sandbox are getting either. You get 72 virgins if you take out some Americans.
Who said Virginia?
Son of a bitch. That means there's all them little suicide jockeys over there going, that ain't what I thought I was getting. Come here, boy.
I knew it. I should have. They should have read the conversation
now.
Hey, guys, I hate to interrupt, but I've got to go ahead and sign off. We're going on an expedition tomorrow, and I'm trying to get everything packed up. So thanks for having me on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, Johnny. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll
thanks,
talk soon.
Johnny.
Thanks. Yeah, see y'all later.
Take
see
care.
Have a safe trip. Make sure to find something and bring us back some good evidence.
Hey, Outlaw?
Yes.
Now that Dennis is here, we can talk about my topic.
What?
The question is for Outlaw.
It's not farts and balls and asshole reaming?
Well, it kind of does.
Well, you've already missed Dennis and Jeff. You've already missed the conversations we've had about farting, anal beads. What else? Yeah,
old ladies too. Well, this is a little bit different. All right, so Outlaw, what? When I put my foot up your ass, what's your blue preference?
Well,
I like
maybe
strawberry jelly.
You guys are horrible.
Now, see, I would have expected to hear strawberry jam.
That's what I said.
No, you said strawberry jelly. There's a difference between jelly and jam.
Yeah, you can't jelly
Mater, what, all the same thing.
No, you can't jelly your dick up someone's ass, but you can jam it up there.
See, that's why I said you got to have the jam. You got to have the toe jam to go with the butt jam.
Well, any story that starts...
Wait. Why is it every time I call into a program, the quality of the program goes right down the shitter in a heartbeat?
Oh, it was like that long before you came aboard, buddy.
It went down in the shitter in the first 5 minutes we were on air.
Oh, okay, then I don't feel bad then, because all I did was sit back and drink beers and go, son of a bitch, that's right. I was supposed to call in a radio show. Well, hell, let me drink a beer and think about how I'm going to talk about this. Well, son of a bitch, I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about. Let me drink a beer and think about what I'm going to do. You know what? I kind of like that apple. I like that peach moonshine in there. I'm going to go drink me some of that peach moonshine, and I'm going to think about what I'm going to talk about when I get on air. And you know what I discovered I'm going to talk about when I get on air? Peach moonshine and beer.
He's been doing a lot of fucking thinking about what to think about on the show.
You think?
Well, hey y'all, I gotta sign off. My great grandma sitting next to me listening to us. She's laughing her ass off. She laughed so hard she pooped herself, so I gotta go clean this up. So I'll talk to you later.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Well,
damn.
Are you
sure
that's
not baked
waffles?
No. I'm being facetious. But
Oh shit.
You sure that's your great grandmother not your date?
Well, hey y'all, I really do got to get going. But it was great chatting with y'all.
Take care, man. I sent you a friend request on Facebook.
Oh,
I hope you have a good day with your great grandma, brother, and we'll talk to you later.
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 Just remember, later. It's more fun if there is tone.
Watch out for those pancakes.
We lost Ryan because he had to go, but we gained Ryan. We have Ryan Jones from Monday Night Show.
Ryan!
What is up? How you guys doing?
Hey.
Welcome to the party.
Here's your virgin. Hey, Dennis, you want the virgin? There you go. He dresses up real pretty.
Oh, okay.
Ryan.
See, I have no idea what the hell's going on right now. I'm kind of scared.
Ryan.
Okay,
we
should talk about what kind of do you prefer?
Go, brother.
No, when Dennis called in, Ryan, I told him that my co-host are all from Virginia, and he thought I said that I was promising him three virgins. And
he
I
needs
said Virginia.
A little noise, buddy.
Oh shit! Yeah. Well, that would have been cool. Fuck.
I can promise you there is something we can come up with that they're still virgin at. And I'm good with that.
Well,
we just have to get
exploratory.
Dennis is trying to sniff him out, man.
Yeah.
He's like, I know one of you are.
Well, if you really need a virgin, but it's not a female. Jeff's right up your alley.
No, thank you.
Well, I'm telling you, everybody's a virgin at something, and it's only kinky the first time. After that, it's just fun.
I don't know about that. I'll take your word for it, Dennis.
And
you don't have
Ryan,
to. Hey, we can do you one better than that, buddy. You ain't got to take his word for it.
Ryan, I feel like I just talked to you minutes ago, brother.
Oh, I know, man. It's like, I feel like I haven't seen you in ages, or like seconds.
Damn. Yeah, he just left my house. That was some funny shit. We were having fun talking about all you, I mean, talking about paranormal.
Shut up, Dennis. We're going to talk about that.
Shit, I'm sorry. But, hey, I do have something serious that I want to talk about. Melissa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Hanover Tavern.
Yes.
Are you going back this weekend?
I heard they were doing another ghost investigation there.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, that's wonderful. I didn't ask what you heard, because, I mean, you probably heard that I was hung like a tick, but that's all bullshit. But as far as them doing another ghost investigation in Hanover Tavern, that one's true.
Okay.
Now, the question was, are you going back to Hanover Tavern this weekend?
Not this weekend. I got stuck working. That's the only thing. Yeah. If I'd known about it in advance, I could have asked off for my job.
Well, damn.
That would be great to do another one, because last time, that one in the dill, he was a little freaky-freaky with me, that ghost.
I'll tell you what, that one, yeah, the jail was pretty cool. I hope to have that one open this weekend.
Yeah,
that
one actually followed me home, and he talked to my ghost box and told me he wanted to lick my feet.
Woo! And when's the last time you got an offer that good?
Yeah, that's true.
Say, do you want to lick your feet?
Yeah, a ghost told me he wanted to lick my feet.
In the jail? Actually, in the jail, I'm not really that surprised. Because it's probably some really kinky shit in that thing. Damn. Well, that's
crazy
different.
Stuff in there.
That's a different kind of
thing. Yeah, one of the other ghost investigators, the ghost actually unbuttoned her shirt. When we were
Pinky.
There.
Wow, took a while.
Ashley Murphy.
Yeah, man.
Ashley Murphy. Were you in the dark, Misty and Ashley, unbutton girl shirts?
What? What did I do?
You're in the fucking dark now, Ashley.
Shut up!
Were we there unbuttoning shirts? No, we haven't had the pleasure of doing that.
I know. Girls all stand still long enough or something. Men, I try to undo their pants, they run. It's horrible. It's a hard life being around here.
Now, can I throw out a shameless plug?
Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Down in our neck of the woods, and this is for my Virginia girls, Williamsburg, this weekend, scares for cares. Are y'all going?
No.
What is that at? What? Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know what the charity is. I just found out about it myself tonight. Because one of my upcoming guests on Full Spectrum is going down there. Ryan, I guess you heard about it. Can you fill us in?
Well, I mean, I heard about it from Rhonda, and she said that I guess they're having a bunch of the horror movie characters like Kane Hodder from, I guess, Friday the 13th, and the guy who played, like, Michael Myers, and the guy who plays the Candyman.
Yeah.
He's going to be there, and a bunch of other, like, horror movie actors are going to be there. And I don't know what the charity is exactly, but they do have a website. And you can look up scaresatcare.com or scaresatcare in Bing or Google, and the page will show up. But I think it's like $20 some dollars to get in. And then I'll just
where's
put
this
it
at?
Go towards.
It's in Williamsburg.
Oh, really?
Sid Haig from Spider Baby and House
Sid
of a Thousand
yeah.
Corpses is going to be there.
Yeah,
that's the other guy. Yaphet Kato from Alien, Live and Let Die, Running Man, Freddy's Dead. Kane Hodder, of course, we know from Friday the 13th. Doug Jones, he's going to be there from Pan's Labyrinth. And our buddy that's going to be joining us on Full Spectrum, Paul Gemitter, who does the voices of, and Ryan, does he do awesome voices?
Yeah. His Freddy voice made me not want to go to sleep tonight, so that's pretty good, yeah. I'm a fetal printing me in my dreams, so. Someone said, thanks a lot for that. I'm not going to be sleeping tonight, so.
Yeah, we're sitting in my living room, and I got, you know, Freddy's on my phone going, hello, Ryan. I just want you to know I'll be in your dreams tonight.
Yeah, I got to talk to Freddy, so that was pretty cool.
I would have
met Robert Englund in February at the Wizard World in New Orleans. I talked to him for probably about an hour. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah, he seems really nice.
It's pretty cool. And I'm hoping it'll be a great event. So hopefully CPR East will be there, representing the URN network. I do have a big-ass banner that Kevin will vouch for. Is that not a cool-ass banner?
Oh, yeah, definitely. A badass banner.
I'm going to try to be down
there, hoping that I can throw the URN up there. Now, I do have to ask, though. I mean, come on. I'm, badass. I need some beautiful arm candy. URN virgins, Virginians want to go with me?
This was really
style,
cool.
Man. You got a rolling style with, you got a big tempin out there.
I'm telling you what, you smooth as fucking peanut butter, Dennis.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I'm really enjoying this. But why haven't we met before? I got to meet you at the Paracon this last, couple months ago, but damn it, the way we're talking here, we should have met years ago.
No, you and I met at Bedford also. Let's see, where
get
else?
Get the shit out of here.
No, I was at Bedford.
When did you go to Bedford?
I don't know. What the hell is it? What's the place in Bedford?
The Avenue?
The Avenue. But I hung out most of my time with Copperhead because nobody wanted jack shit to do with me because, I'm an ugly son of a bitch.
You are not, for one.
I looked at myself in the mirror the other morning. I scared the shit out of myself. I had to do just what he did earlier. I had to go log off and change my damn pamper.
It always comes back to shit.
When did you go to Bedford? How long ago? Get the shit out of here.
I was headed to St. Albans, and I swung through Bedford to get there, and you girls were both there. I met you girls both at the Boxwood.
Yep.
And, ain't nobody talked to me, because I'm an ugly son of a
bitch. Aw, I would have talked to you. Holy shit.
I'm so damn ugly. My parents, when I was a kid, sat me in the corner and fed me with a slingshot because they didn't want to get an arm's reach of me.
You know what? I found my damn picture in the closet. My mama put my picture on the wall and put that shit in the closet. Come on now. We must have the same fucking parents.
See? Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we both are from Virginia. Is she my sister?
Not
I think I love you.
No, not sisters, baby. We roll with cousins around here.
attention to everybody out there. Attention. We have another caller. It's Brian Gorman, our latest addition to the URN family. His show is on Fridays, GAC Family Radio, and I'm going to bring him on now.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Melissa. Hello, Connor. I just came on to congratulate you guys for 2 years. That is awesome. So, and thank you. And I want to thank you guys for inviting us to your radio network. Me and Carly are very excited every Friday to do our show. So yeah, I just came by to say congrats and get more years to come. So.
Well, thanks,
Brian. I do want to, Brian, by the way, this is CPR Dennis. I want to thank you for having me on the show with you Friday night.
I was glad that you called in. We were kind of dead for a little bit, so, and I had to make up some time, so I'm glad you called. I'm sorry if I cussed, too. I did cuss for the first time on radio, so, but I'm not really the type to cuss.
I'm sorry if I made you pee yourself when you had a caller on the board. We got a caller on the board. 804. Stand by, hang on. I don't know if you peed yourself or I hope it was better for you than it was for me, but.
It was better for the both of us because I was really excited that you came on and showed us some support. And two, on my field, it was good because we were trying to get people to call in about the news that we were covering on that night. And it was like dead, you know, and it's just been, and we even were trying to get people to come in and to call in and play our games, but we had just no luck. So we're moving the game to next week. So, but it's our second week. We'll probably pick up audience soon, but I do appreciate you calling in, Dennis. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on. And do me a favor. Watch for that 804 area code. Write down that number.
All right, I'm going to remember that right now. Whenever I see an 804 number, I know it's going to be Dennis, and I'm not going to freak out and cuss on the radio. So.
Well, it might not be Dennis.
I got it.
I need to practice.
Now, there is a very good chance that this weekend I will call and hit your show again.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, I will probably have a very good friend of ours, Paul Gemitter.
Okay.
Who does fantastic voices.
Ooh.
So you might get to hear from Freddie. You might get to hear from his own person, Sison. And there's very, very possible chance that you'll hear from his little doll. But the doll is kind of on DL right now because apparently there's big things in the works, and I'm super excited for them. But don't be surprised if you get another call from me this weekend.
Okay, well, if I look for 804, I'll know it's you. I'll write it down right now. 804 is his area code. Okay, I got you down, buddy. I cannot wait for you to call in. It's going to be, can't wait to hear his voices as well. So can't wait to hear your friends' voices the first time.
And if you can't tell, I'm a little high-strung. But by the way, just so you know, when you go to sleep tonight, I'll be looking for you.
Yeah, and if you come and find me, I'll be ready with my shotgun in my bed waiting for you. And then it's going to be two little bullets with your name on it.
Well, that doesn't sound nice and receptive at all.
Jeez. I mean, come on, man.
You know, I know
you shouldn't say with a silver bullet.
said, oh, I should have said it was the Sulfur Bullet. Regular bullet's floating through crap. So, I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you and your friend to call in. So, hopefully by this week we'll have our first special guest. I've been trying to get a special guest on our show, but it's just been no luck whatsoever. So, I'm working my butt off, but, Melissa, Misty, and Ashley, congrats again. And I gotta go to bed. I gotta get off because I got a big day ahead tomorrow. So I just wanted to come on and congratulate you girls. Very proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for stopping by.
No problem. And don't be afraid to stop by too on Friday if you want to come by and say hi. Again, Carly and I are always welcome. Carly and I always welcome you guys to call in. Carly might bite, but I won't. So we established that I'm the good cop and she's the bad cop. So we'll leave it at that. So don't be afraid to call in, guys. We always appreciate you guys calling in and checking in. So.
Well, we got to support each other. It's part of the grand family, I told you the other night. Welcome to the family.
We are a family. We're a network. Network's not an answer, but we are a true family. So, and I'm very glad that you guys are welcoming us in with open arms. So we really appreciate it.
No problem, Brian.
No problem. Good. Congrats again, girls. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right. Now, back to what we were talking to. Where the hell are my three virgins? Damn it.
now I want some virgins.
We're
going
to find you some. We might have to pay a little, but we'll find you some, Dennis.
What the hell?
I am
what am I, chopped liver? Shit.
Ryan, he said virgins. It didn't have to be female, Sweet Cakes.
I mean, I
don't know. That's right. That's what I said,
Jeff. Sweet Cakes.
No, sir.
I'm so pissed, Kevin. When I signed up on this network, and then again tonight, and once again, I'm left with Righty and Lefty.
We should strike.
Hey, Dennis, listen. Jeff and I were the very first ones when we started the Sunday show, the only show on the network. 3 years ago, and at that point, Jeff started probably the first, I want to say the first episode that we ever broadcast, talking about how I owe him a tour bus for being the host of the show. And I said, there's no way in hell you're getting a tour bus. And 3 years later, he's still trying to get the tour bus.
Well, when you're owed something, you do what it takes to get it.
Great.
Exactly, Jeff.
People just don't understand my brilliance.
No, Jeff.
That's
Jeff,
it. I want a tour bus and some bitches and hoes on the tour bus.
Well,
I think that we should all look for virgins for dinner.
No, they don't have
I think
to
that
be
should be our mission.
They just have to be virgins. That's what I was promised.
I'll go on a search for you, buddy. Anytime we're at a Paracon or anything, let's start taking polls. If we can find them, then they're all yours. Now, if the police come, now that's when you got to deal with it. But I'll round them up for you.
No, see, that's what happens every time for me. That's what happens. Hi, are you a virgin?
Surely there's virgin chimpanzees, right?
I don't know if my jaw can handle that many slaps again. And I only meant if they were from Virginia. That's what people from Virginia are, right? They're virgins.
Oh yeah. Yeah, every one of us. As soon as you go across that Virginia line, you're automatically a virgin again.
Yep.
Is it Virginia Ice? Is that what they call them? I don't know. I'm so damn confused now.
It's okay. Think calming thoughts. Moonshine, alcohol. It'll be all better, Dennis.
Danny, shut up. Don't tell them. Sorry, my pet sheep back here is going off again. Danny, stop.
I'm kind
of a bitch.
I'm kind of disappointed in my girl Joey. She hasn't called in. I hope she's okay because I talked to her earlier today and she was going to call in. Y'all are in for a special treat with Miss Jody Parks.
I have a topic we can discuss, Outlaw.
You know, you shave a sheep one time and apparently it's love. I don't get it.
Outlaw, why don't you read the Pearl of Wisdom I texted you at about 1:30 in the morning the other day?
I'd like to hear it. Was it a booty call?
No.
1:30 in the morning?
This was
nothing happens good after 11 o'clock, you know.
No, speak for yourself. Shit.
Is that nothing good can happen?
Hey now, Ryan. Don't get sassy.
Okay, well, here's what the hell Jeff sent me. He always sends me shit at random times, or he texts me during the show and screws me up because I'm right in the middle of talking to our guests. Here's what he sent at 1:22 a.m. I just had a mind-blowing thought, so hear me out. What if the paranormal is all really a big bowl of cornflakes covered in pancake batter?
That speaks to me in deep levels.
I know.
Hold on. I'm getting, wow. Now, if you heard the conversation before, Ryan had some old lady making him pancakes. All be a big circle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. Are you currently shagging any old ladies?
Well, no more than usual.
You know, the blue hairs can't run very fast. Hey, Dennis, we might need to check into this for you. I don't know how many I don't know how many versions are left, but they can't run faster than walkers.
Now, I don't mean to be rude here, but Melissa, I'm not calling you an old lady, but didn't you say you really love blueberry pancakes? I'm kind of concerned here. I'm kind of concerned here.
Seemed like I read something on the internet a couple years ago about a 102-year-old virgin in England.
Oh, shit. Hey, did y'all see where eBay, somebody was trying to sell their virginity for a shitload of money?
Really?
Yeah, I was impressed. I think she worked out at the end, but it got really high up there, like millions.
No. You're talking that really hot blonde chick, the college chick that was like really hot blonde.
Yeah, and come to find out she wasn't that pretty. They were all photoshopped, and she chickened out at the end. I wish you would have got that.
I'm kind of pissed. My $50,000 bid got trumped. My $50,000 bid got trumped. I was pissed.
Man, they sweep right in at the end, don't they, Dennis? They just take your heart away.
Bitches. All they do is break my heart.
You know, when I remember seeing Dennis at the Paracon, it was love at first sight with those boots of yours, my friend.
Do what?
I saw that you had cowboy boots on, and I was like, that's my kind of friend right there. That's all he was like.
Yeah,
that's how he likes to get speeches. Just in his boots.
But you still didn't save a horse and ride a cowboy, did you?
He saved that for our second date. That's how that works. We don't call that out the first time. Now we're going to shit our pants if we see Dennis next time and he takes off his clothes and just has his damn cowboy boots on. We're going to be like, oh, shit.
You want to see me in my boxers and my cowboys? Is that it?
Yeah, that'd be it. Look, if you do it, I swear to goodness, we're going to have to publicize that somewhere. Don't bring your sheep, though. We don't like to have a two-timer, you know?
Well, I mean, listen, Shelby doesn't mind.
What are you saying? Shelby doesn't mind.
Ha, ha, ha. Here's the scary thing. Matt and I will do any fucking thing it takes to make people laugh. So if I gotta show up walking a sheep in my boxers and my cowboy boots, trust me, it will happen.
I'm gonna hold you to that, my friend. And we're gonna put pictures all over the damn place. We'll be like, this is our buddy, Dennis, and he'll go all the way for a damn virgin. Look at him.
I don't care. You need to look at the pictures from back at Parafest. Matt, and I shit you not, this is the honest-to-God words he would say walking up to people, like total fucking strangers. He is in, like, this sparkly fucking shirt, pants cuffed way up, walking up to him going, hey, I'm CPR Matt. I'm doing full spectrum radio. What do you think of my outfit? Is there any way I can douche it up more? And people are looking like at him like, what? He's like, well, I know I have all the really douchey outfit, but how can I douche it up more? And like, dudes were taking their ties off and putting their tie on him, like, as a headband and shit. And Matt's going, cool, does that make me even more douchey? I'm like, dude, no,
awesome.
I don't even fucking know you, man. We didn't start at the bar that early. I mean, we started at the bar, but what, Kevin, I think we called you at, what, 10:30 in the morning, going, we're sitting
yes.
at the bar having beers?
Oh, yes.
We were
doing shots by 11:30. Yeah, I got one better, though. Jeff, I got a picture of Jeff dressed up as a woman.
Oh, I like it. Ooh,
it's a lady.
And I look hot, too.
Now, damn, I wish I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring up the board. Kevin, I'm going to take over the board.
Hang on a second. Speaking of, hang on, we got a caller.
Hurry up.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God, it's Jody.
Hello. Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah,
well, it's
Jody.
It's about damn time.
Hey, Jody, we got some foul-mouthed girls on here that have been wanting to meet you.
We have heard great things about you, Jody. They said you were right up our alley. I'm Misty.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we are. If he picked you guys out, he picked good ones. Because yeah. I know it was Mikeville, it was just nobody, you know. He'd want somebody phone, so... Are you guys having fun?
Of course. We have all these men. Dennis has got his favorite sheep right next to him. Gosh, we're having a wonderful time. Jody, you're not a virgin, are you? Because Dennis is really looking for one.
He's looking for what?
He's looking for a virgin. Are you a virgin?
Virginian.
Oh, now it's Virginian. You hear how that turned around?
Well, Jody,
Jody's got two children. I have to talk to her with respect.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jody, does everybody have to talk to you with respect, girl?
Me, to me? With respect?
Yeah, you must have been right. Scared.
You can say
no.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Wait. And Jody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever known me to hold back and not say whatever the fuck comes to my mind?
Wait, what?
What? Have you... This is Dennis, by the way. Ever known me to hold back and not say whatever comes to my mind?
No.
No. There's this little thing in most people, it's called a filter. I think mine was broken at birth. I think when they use the... When they use the calipers and yank me out of my mama's snatch, yeah, they broke that shit.
Yeah, Jody, this kind of gets you back in when we were on the show. About 5 minutes into the show, we were talking about parts and people shitting on people.
That's disgusting.
I know you nasty assholes talking about that shit. We would never talk like that. We're ladies.
They're gross. Can you help me, please?
Oh, shit. You were talking about fluffy and virgins 5 minutes ago.
I'm trying to get these people to have a modicum of respect, but that went way the hell out the window. I don't understand it.
Now,
damn it.
Jody, how have you been, girl? What have you been up to?
Oh, good job. A whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff, Kevin. I can't talk about anything. But, you know, there's been a lot of good things that have come into my life, and there's a lot of bullshit in my life. But, you know, hey.
That's right.
In that line.
You're still telling me that.
But as far as, like, the paranormal, like, as far as, like, the paranormal, I mean, I just, you know, I recently went to California, and I hunted Forrest Ackerman's mansion in Hollywood Hills. And Rex Williams from Destination Truth hunted there with me as well. So it was really awesome to meet Rex and to hunt with him. And, so as far as paranormal, like, that's all I've done. And I've really just taken a step back. Taking a look at life and how the paranormal people treat people. You know what I mean? And, you know, asking myself, is it really worth the bullshit? Like, it's not worth the bullshit to me. But you saw what I got, you know, the hell that I went through. So you know the bullshit. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Jody, I will give you this promise, darling.
You can always depend on the URN family, which you were a early part of, to always have your back.
Well, thank you.
That's
you
a
know,
promise.
You know, for you guys, just because I took a step back doesn't mean that, you know, I'm forever gone. Nobody can take this shit away from me, and I'll do it the way that I fucking want. And if people want to fuck with me, I'll slaughter their asses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck them. I'm not playing pissing parties. I'm not going to play in their little pissing parties. So if they want to fuck with me, come with it hard. You know what I mean? Because I'll fuck them up hard.
I was telling Missy and Ashley and Melissa, I said, yeah, Jody has her own way when she investigates, and she'll go and kick a spirit in her nuts. And Missy's like, yeah, I like that girl.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, but she's so shy and withdrawn.
I can tell she's so withdrawn, Dennis.
Like, you know how people say, sell their soul to the devil? I say that, hey, when the devil asked me to sell my soul to his ass, I ended up grabbing him by the ball. And I did a little twist and pull. And said, bitch, you fucking love me. Get down and kiss my fucking feet, bastard.
If only we could get Jody to come out of her shell, you know?
She just won't talk at all, Dennis. I don't know what to do. You know, I don't know, buddy.
She's fucking awesome.
So either do girls like have, do you guys have any like abilities or anything?
Other than awesomeness, no, I'm pretty mundane.
Hey man, awesomeness is awesome.
Of course.
Now, Melissa has abilities.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah,
she's kind of,
what kind of abilities?
Oh, well, I've had my grandparents come to see me. I've experienced things at different jobs that I've been with and seen spirits at work. All kinds of different things. I've seen
things
before things have happened that have actually happened, like almost like watching a video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that too. Like, during the daytime, it's so weird. Like, you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you see something play out and you contact a person and say, hey, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, how much did you know? And it's like, like a movie. That type of thing.
Yeah, and it ended up everything came true, so those are the ones that are kind of, you know, very scary.
Yeah. Do you have, like, dreams and stuff like that, too?
Yeah, I've had my grandparents contact me in dreams. And I've actually had them come to me so I could see them.
Yeah.
Now, hey, Jody, let me ask you. I know that you have abilities. I know you you read people. What's your belief on remote viewing?
Well, here's the thing. Like, as far as, like, my abilities, I don't really have control of them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't... It's almost like if you connect with... okay, so, you know, it's like we, as people, we send out frequencies, and other people can pick them up, right? Like, so if I'm thinking, or say I'm writing a letter to somebody, and they're, all of a sudden they're, you know, receiving that, hey, she's getting ready to contact me, or call me or something, and then phone rings and they know it's me, that kind of thing. I think everybody... There are people who exercise those abilities that they have, and there are people who don't. We all have them. And some people are better at it than others. Like, take Justin Chase Mullins, for instance. You know, he has abilities. He can, like, start reading you. You know, and start telling you, hey, you know, your grandfather, your grandmother's coming through, or maybe this is your mother. She looks like this, that, and that, and this is the message I'm receiving, right? You can do that kind of stuff. Like, on the spot. I can't do that. But, you know, so, that's where I'm with that.
I'm at the point where I can read locations, but I can't read people. I can see a place that's 1,000 miles away, but I can't see what's right in front of me. You know, I can sit and hold your hands, and I can't sense who's around you. Once in a blue moon I can, and I can nail that one, you know, 100%. But I can nail a location that's 1,000 miles away. But, hey, I do have to do this. We have, like, less than a minute left. And I have to, since Matt is not on air with us, I got to throw out a plug to my co-host on Wednesday night, Full Spectrum Radio, Matt. I love you, brother, but you're going to hate me in a moment.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I love you, brother. And Jody, next time that you hook up with Matt and you do one of your auctions up in Chicago, you gotta throw that one in his face because it's awesome.
I'm not going to events,
so
I won't be up in Chicago this summer.
So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's all right.
Is a very toxic environment, and it's no good. It's no good for both of you.
Well, guys and gals, thanks so much for calling in. Jody, thanks so much for calling in, dear. I miss you on air.
Yeah. I miss you, too.
Well,
are you getting these girls
from
Facebook stuff? Are you getting these girls from Facebook stuff?
Do what?
Are you getting these girls from Bigfoot stuff?
Yeah.
All right, you better.
Well, yeah, I'm going next month on a Bigfoot hunt, so I'll let you know what happens.
All right.
I got your ringtones I'm going to take with me.
All right, you better. I'm telling you, Bigfoot's going to love
it. All right. Well, Jody, you have a great night. I'm going to start winding this down.
It was nice meeting you, Jody.
It was so great to meet you. Good luck, girl.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, Jody.
All right. All right, we'll go around. Ryan, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sitting there listening to you guys talk. It's all good.
Okay. Anything coming up on your radio show on Monday?
I got Ben Hansen from Factor Fake coming on the show Monday night, so I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Very nice. Dennis.
Full
Spectrum. What's going on tomorrow night?
All right, well, it's kind of long-winded. Tomorrow night we are actually having a retired homicide detective and a retired military police officer. We're doing a death investigation case that is it's a very dear friend of mine that I kind of considered my little sister. We're talking about that. It's not paranormal, but the idea is that, point blank, we're trying to get a hashtag to trend. Hashtag justice for Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to petition the Commonwealth's attorney to get the case reopened. I don't know how a right-handed individual committed suicide with a weapon to the back left ear, but that's what it was determined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about tomorrow night on Full Spectrum. And the reason that it is Full Spectrum is simply because we don't stick to anything. It's anything and everything. Full Spectrum Radio.
Sweet. And let's see, Jeff, we don't have a guest Sunday, so, we're searching. So if you got any ideas, let me know.
Well, I won't be there. I got Money in the Bank to watch.
Oh, God. Another wrestling?
I paid for it.
Well, I'm going to have to reconsider your contract.
Hey,
that's
all
right.
Hey, Kevin, I got your back, brother. I got your back. Fuck Kevin. He likes to fuck goats anyway. It didn't matter. Nobody likes a goat fucker.
What the fuck?
Whatever they do. However, they do like sheep lovers.
Shut up.
No, it's all good.
Let's see. Brian had to leave early. His show's on Thursday nights, Onyx Nights Paranormal Radio Show. Check him out. And Friday nights is Jack Family Radio. And, of course, us at Terrifying Radio, we have the lovely Devin Belanger that will be on with us next Tuesday. We had to reschedule her because she had got ill, but she will be on with us next Tuesday. So that's all the English plugs.
Kevin,
thank you, Dan, for calling. Yes. Yes.
Shut up. Let me hear the three virgins. They sounded a lot prettier than you do.
Oh, Lord.
You love me, you know it.
Next
don't
time we meet, I'll give you a big old hug. Only if you leave your sheep at home.
Then we're not going to meet again, are we? Unless you come to my house.
Hey, we better. I'm waiting for them cowboy boots and them boxers, dude. I'm waiting for it.
You can come to my house.
You might not want me at your house. I might end up in your bushes out there, and then you'd have to call the cops, and then it'd get ugly.
It puts the lotion on its skin. You can come to my house.
Oh, Lord. Well, Misty and Ashley, I guess Melissa lost signal, so she's no longer with us. Thanks so much for becoming the new co-host of the show. We got a long road ahead of us. It'll be a fun one. It'll be a fun one. And, yeah, you got to meet just about everybody from all the radio shows on our network. So they brought you in right. They de-virginized you.
Yep. Sorry, Dennis. Sorry.
Sorry,
wait. Close. You were close.
It's all good. I know they still a cherry in that there buggy.
It's Ryan. Gotta get Ryan. It's Ryan.
Ryan,
don't run for the queen.
Ain't nobody said I was right. That's why it's full spectrum. Because they let me out on Wednesday night, and you let me out of that nice comfy hug me jacket. I love that hug me jacket. It hugs me so nice. I feel like I'm hugging myself. I really like that jacket.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, guys and gals, it was a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. I'm about to end this because I still haven't eaten dinner and I got to go to bed. So, everybody have a great night.
I'm going to be impressed with how I chewed out of it tonight. It was
well, thanks,
fun.
Before you eat, make sure you read your text messages.
I already read it, you bastard. You sick fuck. So anyway, I will not be reading that on air. But thanks for everybody calling in. Everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And hopefully we'll be celebrating another year next year. The next big anniversary that we have on the network will be Full Spectrum Radio. Will have their two-year anniversary in September.
Aww.
Woo! Wait. Full Spectrum best anniversary coming up? How in the fuck does that even happen? I can't believe the FCC ain't shut them stupid bastards down yet. I know one of the
on that one, everybody should call in naked.
I do that every Sunday.
I do that every Wednesday, so that's nothing special.
Well, shit, we're overdressed. We gotta stop.
Yes.
Yes.
Sheesh. You know what? I think instead of just everybody calling in naked, we should all get together naked and call in. I really don't think that would be naked spectrum.
I don't think that would be a really great idea because there would be a major penis party because we don't have very many females on the network.
But see, here's the thing, Kevin. I'm not stupid. You're way the fuck out yonder. And you're in Virginia. I have the Salem girls that are only like 2 hours away. You have full naked spectrum radio. And
you're a cheeky bastard. It's me and two naked girls. You're a fucking genius.
See? I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. Are you smart, motherfucker?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is you and Ron are going to show up naked, and we'll be there.
Kevin, where are you at? Where are you located at physically right now? And don't tell me my living room, you asshole. I mean state.
Texas, you bitch.
Where?
Texas.
What? Memphis.
You know where.
Oh, you a long way away from where me and the two other girls here are going to be naked on full naked fucking radio. It's going to have to be you.
on that note, I'm going to play our sponsor.
Wait. Welcome to Full Naked Spectrum Radio. Broadcast to you live from... Oh, shut the fuck up. Leave us alone. We're naked.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, I'm going to end the show now with our sponsor, Mr. Chris Melanchon, down in New Orleans. I got to do that. And everybody have a great night. And turn in to Full Spectrum Radio.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Is it going to play? It may not.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend? For vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the locations and you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.